Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. Thanks for joining us also online at kpcg.fm or where you get your podcasts. God created mankind. We see this in Genesis 1 and verse 26. Let's take a look at that. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We could take a look at a few of these scriptures together and set the stage for what I want to discuss today. But we need to look at this number one fact here, that God did create mankind. And we see this in Genesis 1 and verse 26. Very well-known scripture, but so foundational and important. It says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God, who became God the Father, and the Word, who became Jesus Christ, they were talking here and said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Here's a quote from Lesson 19 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. Free course at thetrumpet.com. You can sign up for that if you haven't signed up yet. And it's an excellent course to take, and it's free of charge, educational service. But this quote says, "Man was therefore created in God's own image and likeness, his own form and shape, with a mind similar to his." So God could begin to develop the very character of God in him. What's the point of the existence of mankind? Well, God wants to develop godly character in each of us. God wants to develop that righteous spiritual character that he has within each person. And godly character has to be developed. It's something that takes time and experience in submitting to God's direction. It takes living and living according to God's laws and developing that character. Notice this passage here in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. This is an admonishment to grow. We need to be continuing to grow in God's character. 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. It says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So God wants us to be growing. He wants us to be developing. He wants us to use our time, to use the experiences we go through to grow and to develop and to become more like him. And certainly we need his truth and his word and his direction. And ultimately we need God's spirit. And we need to be growing. The goal is to become like God. That's what God wants us to do, to become like him and ultimately to be born into his very family, to be a member of the God family. Christ gave us this admonition in Matthew 5 and verse 48. Matthew 5 and verse 48, Christ tells us what we're to become like. He says, "Be you therefore perfect," or "become perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." God the Father is perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect. And we're to become that way. Become perfect. That's the goal. It's a really high standard. It's the highest standard. It's a godly standard. And so we need to be developing righteous spiritual character, the character of God. And as we read there in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18, we need to grow. There is a growth process. Once God begins working with a person and they begin to submit to him, then this growth process begins. And it continues all throughout a person's life. The end goal is to become perfect, to become God. So how do we go about growing in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Well, there's several ways. We certainly need daily Bible study and prayer. Those are fundamental. We need that Bible study and prayer every single day. Again, notice the correspondence course, lesson 19. It says, when you pray, you are talking to him. You're talking to God. You really get to know God in this manner, just as you become better acquainted with people by conversation. So, you know, when we study our Bibles, God's talking to us. When we pray, we're talking to God. And as it points out here, we get to know God better. We become better acquainted. Just like speaking to a human in conversation. If you don't know somebody very well, you have a conversation with them. And the more you have a conversation, or the more conversations you have, the more you get to know them. You become better acquainted with them. And so we need to have that relationship with God. But then it extends out as well. Another important way that we grow in God's character, when we have Bible study and we have prayer, we go on, and we also have Christian fellowship. Christian fellowship is very important. It's another important way that we grow in God's character. And so it's a good question that we can ask ourselves. Does our Christian fellowship help develop godly character? You know, are we helping to develop godly character in others and in ourselves by our Christian fellowship? That's a good question to ask. That's the goal of it. I mean, the ultimate goal for mankind is that we become God, that we are born into the God family. We have to develop the character of God. And one of the tools at our disposal to develop character is Christian fellowship. Our Christian fellowship has to help develop this godly character. Notice 1 John 1, and we'll pick up a few passages here in 1 John 1. 1 John 1 and verse 3, it says, "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." So our prayer and our study, it flows right into our Christian fellowship, especially on the Sabbath day. We should be speaking about the things that we are studying and learning. We have our fellowship with God the Father and Jesus Christ and with other Christians, true Christians. Verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light," so this gets back to the way we're living, what we're doing. We need to be obeying God's laws and commandments. "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." We need Christ's sacrifice, and we need to then be walking in the light. We have Christian fellowship with those that are walking in the light. They're living according to God's word. That's where Christian fellowship occurs, between two people that are living according to God's laws. And we naturally speak about what we think about, right, and how we live. That's what we're going to talk about. Our interests, our, you know, the things that we're concerned about or we think about a lot, we'll speak about those things. We can see this in Matthew 12. Jesus Christ makes this point. Matthew 12 and verse 34. Christ said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." The things that we're really filling up on, we're really thinking about, those are the things we're going to speak about. And so, as we spend our time in our prayer and in our study, those things will be in our mind, and we'll talk to other Christians about that. You know, it'll just be natural. We'll speak about the things that we're thinking about. Notice this passage here in Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 and verse 25, this gives us admonition that we need to be together with God's people, with like-minded people, so that we can have this fellowship opportunity. Hebrews 10 and verse 25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is." So there's some people that don't want to get together with Christians, other Christians. And if that's the case, then obviously they're in jeopardy. You know, they're not thinking as they should. That's not the way that we're supposed to be living. We're to meet together from time to time, certainly on the Sabbath. It says, "But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching," the day of Christ's return, and we see the world getting more dangerous all the time, but we need to be together during these times and exhorting one another. The admonition here is to not forsake Christian fellowship. We can't exhort one another if we're not around fellow Christians. We have to be around fellow Christians, those that are walking in the light, and exhorting one another. Exhort means to admonish, beseech, encourage, strengthen, comfort, and teach. That's what our conversation should be doing. The correspondence course, lesson 19, again, it says, The love we share in Christian fellowship with other spiritually begotten people in God's church is another important way we grow in God's character. So it's summed up there as love. I mean, we're sharing love in Christian fellowship. And that helps us to grow in God's character. The goal, again, is for us to be like God is, to grow in God's character. And so having Christian fellowship with other spiritually begotten people in God's church is another important way we grow in God's character. It's a tool that we have at our disposal to grow and to develop. You know, our Christian fellowship is a way to love God's people. Christian fellowship is a way to develop God's character. So we can see why it's so important. It's not something to take lightly or to think is, you know, maybe it's not that important. It's very important. It's a very important tool. It helps us to grow, and it should help others to grow as well if we're doing that correctly. Notice 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 14. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 14, there's a warning here. It says, "Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness?" You know, we want to be with God's people. We want to be having Christian fellowship, and we want to be speaking of righteous things. We have to have the proper conversation. Being together with God's people is important, but then the conversation, the fellowship, is also very important. And we get great direction on some things to speak about here in Philippians 4. Philippians 4 and verse 8, that gives us some great direction in our Christian fellowship. We don't have to, you know, sort of try to guess about what to speak on. Here we give a list. Philippians 4 and verse 8. This is talking about the things that we think about, but again, that would be also the same for what we speak about. And we read earlier, we speak from the abundance of the heart, so if we're thinking on these things, we'll end up speaking about them. Philippians 4 and verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." We will speak on the what's on our mind, the abundance of our heart will come out in what we say. And it should be true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, praiseworthy. You know, that's how God thinks. God thinks that way. And our Christian fellowship, again, is a tool to help us develop the character of God. These are things that we are to think about and then to speak about. Notice Mark 1. This is an interesting scripture. Mark 1 here, and we look at Jesus Christ and something that he did on the Sabbath. And it gives us some good insight into fellowship, I think, or at least something we can think about in relation to our Christian fellowship. Mark 1 and verse 21, it says, "And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he," that's Jesus Christ, "entered into the synagogue, and he taught." So Jesus Christ gives the sermon that day. Now, that's quite a Sabbath day, right? And you hear Jesus Christ himself giving a sermon. At verse 22, "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes." So this was a message that astonished people. They were astonished, certainly by the way he spoke, but also the doctrine, you know, what he was teaching. He was teaching them the truth of God. So you think about that Sabbath day, and you just think, wow, what would Christ's fellowship have been like, right? Especially on that Sabbath. What would he have talked about? You know, just imagine being there at Capernaum that day. And walking up to Jesus Christ after he gives this sermon, and, you know, what would you say to him? I think probably we'd all focus on what was taught. You know, we'd maybe have a comment on something he said, or maybe ask a question about it. We'd just be focused on that, focused on the message, focused on the truth of God. That would be incredible Christian fellowship. I don't think anybody would have gone up to Jesus Christ after that powerful message and, you know, talked about sports or something like that. They would have been focused on that message, that vital and important message that day. And Christian fellowship, you know, is so important to our development, to our character development. So we want to make sure we use it correctly. And you can just imagine, again, being there with Christ that day and, you know, maybe think about that a little bit. What would you have asked Christ? You know, what type of fellowship would you have had with him that day if you'd been there? It's amazing to think about. And really, when we get together with other Christians, especially on the Sabbath, and we hear a message, you know, there's a lot of good there that we can discuss and we can talk about and we can really, you know, help each other to grow. The correspondence course, again, lesson 19, it says, the love we share in Christian fellowship with other spiritually begotten people in God's church is another important way we grow in God's character. Christian fellowship is vitally important. God created us. He created us to become like he is, to become perfect. And we are growing and we're learning to be like him. Our Christian fellowship should help develop godly character. If you'd like to learn more about this subject, you could look at lesson 19 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It gets into a lot more details of just growth in general, but it does talk here about Christian fellowship. You can also learn more about the Sabbath day. We have a free book, Which Day is the Christian Sabbath? And that's free at thetrumpet.com. Christian fellowship is essential, and it's especially essential on God's Sabbath day. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.